ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 29 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 79। अतः तत् अपवाद अर्थम् भज सर्व आत्मना हरिम् पश्यन् तत् आत्मकम् विश्वम् स्थिति उत्पत्ति अपयाय यतः अतस्तपवादार्था भजम् भज सर्वात्मना हरिम् पश्यन् तद् आत्मकं विश्वम् स्थिति उत्पत्ति अपाययतः अतस्तद् अपवादार्थम् भज सर्वात्मना हरिम् पश्यन् तद् आत्मकं विश्वम् स्थिति उत्पत्ति अपाययतः अतस्तद् अपवादार्थम् भज सर्वात्मना हरिम् पश्यन् तद् आत्मकं विश्वम् स्थिति उत्पत्ति अपाययतः अतः देयरफॉर तत् दैट अपवाद अर्थम टू काउंटरैक्ट भज एंगेज इन डिवोशनल सर्विस सर्व आत्मना विथ ऑल योर सेंसेस हरिम unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pashyan, seeing Tat of the Lord, Atmakam, under the control, Vishwam, the cosmic manifestation, Sthiti, maintenance, Utpatti, creation, Apayaya, an annihilation, yataha, from whom? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You should always know that this cosmic manifestation is created, maintained, and annihilated by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, everything within this cosmic manifestation is under control of the Lord. To be enlightened by this perfect knowledge, one should always engage himself in devotional service of the Lord. Self-realization, understanding oneself as Brahman or the spirit soul, is very difficult in material condition. However, if we accept the devotional service of the Lord will gradually reveal himself. In this way, the progressive devotee will gradually realize his spiritual position. We cannot see anything in the darkness of night, not even our own selves. But when there is sunshine, we can see not only the sun, but everything within the world as well. Lord Krishna explains in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 1st verse, मय्यासक्तमनापार्थ योगं युजन्मदाश्रयः असंशयं समग्रमं माम यथा ज्ञास्यसि तच्छृणु। नाउ हियर ओ सन ऑफ प्रथा अर्जुन, हाउ बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग योग इन फुल कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ मी विथ माइंड अटैच टू मी यू कैन नो मी इन फुल फ्री फ्रॉम डाउट। When we engage ourselves in devotional service of the Lord to become Krishna conscious, we understand not only Krishna but everything related to Krishna. In other words, through Krishna consciousness, we understand not only Krishna and the cosmic manifestation but also our constitutional position. In Krishna consciousness, we can understand the entire material creation is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, maintained by Him and annihilated by Him and absorbed in Him. We are also part and parcel of the Lord. Everything is under control of the Lord, and therefore our only duty is to surrender unto the Supreme and engage in His transcendental loving service. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vanchakalpadarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Atastat apavadartha bhaja sarvatmanam hari pashyat tadatmakam vishvam sthiti upatsyati apayaya yataha. Again the translation. You should always know that this cosmic manifestation is creation, maintained and annihilated by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, everything within the cosmic manifestation is under the control of the Lord. To be enlightened by the perfect knowledge, one should always engage himself in the devotional service of the Lord. This is the conclusive aspect of Narad Muni's instruction to King Prachin Barahi, who was performing so much karmakanda. And these karmakandas, even for the welfare of the people, are entangling. They are entangling. And one should become refrained from it, or at least know how to get out from the reaction of the karmakandas. In the previous verses, the fruitive activity and the resultant chain reaction has been described. It's very important to understand this, that even in active phase of Krishna consciousness, devotees tend to get entangled very easily. And they become victim. If we see the previous verses that describe this chain reaction, Narad Muni is telling that as long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. When the living entity acts in the material field, he enjoys the senses. And while enjoying the senses, he created another series of material activities. In this way, the living entity becomes entrapped and conditioned soul. Every action has a resultant reaction, but that resultant reaction itself becomes a subject to create further activities. Anything is going in between. There is a definite result for one set of the activity, but when we are enjoying the result, the enjoyment itself creates another set of reactions. In this way, the chain of reaction is continued, life after life after life after life. And this is all dictated by material mind. The material mind tells us, oh, you cannot sit idle, you have to do something. Oh, the shastras also say, you have to do something. But shastra says, do specific thing. Those who do not want to do specific thing, they will end up doing something on their own. And these some things have been described all the way up to the activities of acquiring knowledge through even recommended processes, but still devoid of devotional service. So such knowledge is not helping to reach the goal or the final destination. It will not help us to surrender to the will of the Lord. Only the activities which are a karma that do not bear the fruit or the reaction which will make a stop into the reaction activity. So therefore, akarmic activities are devotional services. So only for the sake of devotional service, if we are engaged. Otherwise, anything like a little remuneration, stipend, or little help, it will make us entangled. This entanglement keeps on increasing when one becomes independent to interact without the indulgence of whatever he has promised in spiritual life. Brahmacharis want stipend. Actually, they should serve. That is the best time to serve without any entanglement, so they can be easily liberated. If the temple is supplying only soap and toothpaste, that is the most minimum requirement, but yet they create fights that he is not getting enough. There is an opportunity to disentangle, but yet, no. Want to indulge into some reactionary work, and they do receive. Sometimes they think the administration is hard. They say, okay, Prabhu, if you don't like, you can go to another ashram where you can work hard like an S and keep on entangling more and more. We have been given opportunity like a final destination. Rest assured, Krishna consciousness takes us to the shelter of Lord Shri Krishna's lotus feet. But yet, because of our free will, make us indulging into the activities which are bearing results, and we want those results even though we have been given opportunity to disentangle ourselves. So this free will is pretty bad. Free will or misuse of free will is like a gambling. It is like a gambling. It becomes so much overpowering a person utilizing his God-given energy to be misused. Why it is misused? Because that energy is also meant for serving Krishna, not otherwise. And if he wants sense enjoyment through it, this will become a breeding ground for miseries itself. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukkhayonaya evate adyantavanta kaunteyat nate ramateshu buddha. The wise do not indulge in the activities of sense gratification. They want to perform the activities of devotional service. Devotional service, according to Prahlad Maharaj, is not a mercantile mentality of accepting remuneration in performance of devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj, his devotional service was so much exalted that Narsingh Bhagwan wanted to give him benedictions. And Prahlad was considering benediction like remuneration. So he is telling Narsingh Bhagwan that, my dear Lord, I am a sold out servant. I don't have a right even to ask. But you are simply telling me that I should ask. I don't want to ask for myself. I want to ask for somebody else. Narsingh Maharaj said, no, I want you to ask for yourself. You are my sold out servant and you are supposed to be carrying out the order. I want you to offer yourself. But Prahlad was so much intelligent, he said, my dear Lord Narsingha, please let me serve you by serving the demons. I will preach and make them go back home, back to God, to your lotus feet. That's the only thing I will ask, which is a very, very intelligent answer. A pure devotee is counted on the basis of his surrender to the will of the Lord, and it does not put up some tags at the end or strings attached to some perks. No. He is a servant. A servant has no authority to beg remuneration from the master, and a master is not a master if he wants to remunerate his servant by his accepting his service. Both are mercantile. He said, vanik buddhi. Vanik buddhi. It's not devotional buddhi. It's vanik buddhi. Merchants. They give in and take in. So, conclusion is coming. Therefore, Narad Muni says that you must take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Perform the devotional service that is going to cut your labyrinth of material activities that have entangled you so far. This karmakanda, Prachin Bari was doing so many karmakandas. Narad Muni gave the results of karmakanda, and especially where the sacrifice of the animals are there. He is telling that you may be giving a higher birth to the sacrifice animal, but that does not absolve you from the reaction. They are all waiting to pierce their horn when you will die. They will punish you. So, because it is generating a second chain of reactions. From life after life, in 8.4 million species of life, we have created chain reactions. And how much complicated that would be. Even for the devotees, it is extremely difficult to understand the real position of a surrendered soul. Self-realization, understanding oneself as Brahman or spirit soul, is very difficult in the material condition. No other methods, not jnana, not dhyana, they will liberate you from the chain of reactions. But the jnana or the knowledge about Lord Shri Krishna himself and his devotional service will relieve us from the chain reaction. Krishna is telling about himself and devotional service of him alone. That constitutes sarvajnana. And Krishna is emphasizing Arjuna to listen to that. He is telling Arjuna, perform devotional service, which will free you from the entanglement of the chain reactions. Arjuna, however you may be thinking, the most sinful of all sinful people, don't underestimate my devotional service. The knowledge about this devotional service will reveal you and relieve you both from the chain of reaction by giving your position back as the eternal servitor. Api chedasi papebhya sarva papebhya krittama sarva jnana plavenam cha vrijinam santarishyasi. Sarva jnana. The impersonal knowledge is not sarva jnana. Knowledge about the meditation, astanga yoga, is not sarva jnana. But knowledge about pure devotional service is sarva jnana. So many times it has been said that perform that kind of devotional service that will not generate any chain reaction. Krishna himself tells in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita about activities in Krishna consciousness. In this endeavor of Krishna conscious activity, nehabhikramanastu nasosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhaya. In this endeavor of pure devotional service, there is no loss. There is no loss. Pratyavaya. There is no adverse reaction that is going to entangle you. No. Svalpamapyasya dharmasya. If you perform however little it is, it will yield a permanent result of a permanent asset of devotional service. That will be with you. And you don't have to be afraid. Even if all these activities, even in immature state, but if one puts full faith in execution, of devotional service. In immature state, however, he may fall down or stop doing it. He doesn't have anything to be afraid of. Narad Muni says, Tyaktva sadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan apakvapate tatto yadi. Kvartho abhajatam sarvata. Kvartho apto abhajatam svadharma. What is the benefit for those who are neglecting their swadharma? Performance of pure devotional service is swadharma. Swa is realized only after performance of great service to Lord Krishna. That is swadharma. Not conditional devotional service is called swadharma. But unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service, however little it may be performed, it yields a permanent result. So, neha vikramanasosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya. Svalpamapyasya. Such a devotional service should be performed, however little it may be, but should be performed to yield a permanent result. And little permanent result is good enough for that little tiny soul to go back home, back to God. But his consciousness should be geared somehow or another in samyak vyavasthiti, his position and his activity according to his constitution. That is devotional service. So, we understand that these teachings of Narada Muni is very important. At what extent are we performing an activity of conditioned self? This conditioning is a stumbling block, whether it is through mind, intelligence or ego. If we are being dictated by such conditioning, then it is not helping us to advance in devotional service. One must render pure devotional service, however little he may be able to perform. Never be afraid, but he must do. So, in our immature state, we may fall down, but Krishna will be still waiting. He has been waiting perpetually from so many lives. But in human form of life, if we fall off because of conditioning, then there is no big loss. It may be big loss to others, but for that devotee who tried, there is no big loss. So we have to take this consideration as a most important consideration in performing our devotional service. If we are anticipating the result, then this anticipation, it becomes conditioning over the soul. A devotee is not supposed to be result-oriented. He must do without anticipation of any result, but he has to perform the activity that is favorable to Krishna. The result is not the only thing favorable to Lord Krishna. What is favorable, the guru knows, so that a disciple can be easily protected. Guru gave me the order to perform this devotional service, even though I do not know. But let me try, because that is the only way I will become not only purified, but go back home, back to Godhead. If we cannot help others, at least we can help ourselves by this principle. So there is no loss. These important instructions are, however simple, well, nothing happens, just take shelter of Lord Krishna and that's good enough. For what? If we keep on continuing the chain reaction by indulgence of our free will, then how long we can remain pure? Even when the body is going to terminate, our resolve of devotional service will also terminate. It drags us into a kind of a very dilemma that a person says, I am a devotee, but now I have to stop. Oh, but what can I do? I have been depend upon, all these anticipations. Who will take care of me when I become old? Then what is the shelter? There is no purpose. People start thinking after conducting so many good activities of devotional service, but when it comes to the body, they become handicapped. Oh, who is going to take care of? Let me go back to my family. Where else can I go? No. Devotees are compassionate and he must stick to keep the devotional association through Srila Prabhupada's programs. That is the best course. It's not that this is the only suggestion. As long as you are active, render that kind of devotional service which will not create chain reaction. We have only this life to stop the chain reaction. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. But chain reactions with anticipation of the fruitive results, and that too for sense enjoyment, they are proving detrimental to our devotional service. So this is very, very important. And after all, King Prachinbar, he was not an ordinary king. He was descendant from Prithu Maharaj. And from Prithu, everybody started doing fire sacrifices or what we call karmakand in order to put the welfare of the people in front. But that karmakand is a wholesale karmakand, and the reaction is also wholesale. If it becomes devotional service, then there should not be karmakand. It is called yagya. Yagya arthat karmana nyatra lokoyam karma bandana tardartham karma kaunte mukta sanga samachara. Only for the purpose of sacrifice we have right to perform an activity. That right is karmanyavadikaraste. But ma phaleshu kadachana. Kadachana means never. But we make it a result ever. I am the rightful person. What a gross ignorance. So this prevents us to realize our constitutional position as Jivera Swarupa Hoir Krishnera Nitya Das. Nitya Das. This is the constitutional position. And what is the constitutional activity? Service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without remuneration. Not with remuneration. Krishna is not a merchant. He wants unconditional surrender, sarva dharmana parityajya. Even he wants us to give up all the different kinds of conception, misconception, mentalities of this or that tricks, forget it. He has not left anything as an excuse for us. So one has to become at least resolved in this very affirmatively, conclusively. We will be able to perform continuous devotional service. Continuous devotional service. Bhajante mam dradavrata. Bhajante mam dradavrata. Dradavrat. Only the anticipation of result in our devotional service is making us weak and very miserly without commitment. If dradavrata is there, then commitment should be there. We are ready to become committed just to get initiated, and then we slack because dradavrata is not there. So these are important lessons already taught in Bhagavad Gita in order to become free. The same teachings Narad Muni is giving to King Prachin Barhishad. So anybody has any question? Comments. Yes. This is an important question for the grahasthas.
Maharaj, we have responsibilities, duties. We have to make money and work hard because we have it's our obligation. So we have our dhridavrata to our family and our in our society. How do we get this conviction that we divert our dhridavrata towards spiritual development?
All right. This is the clue given in 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in Ideal Family Life. A dradavrata means the head of the household must be devoted to Lord Krishna through the agency of a bona fide spiritual master, and he is advised to work so expertly but keep himself detached. Not automatically detached. Detachment means anticipation of the result. Attachments are there. The head of the householder should remain detached. Then and then he will be able to become dradavrata. So he has been given opportunity in his activity not to get entangled in the reactions of the activity. Actually, such householders are supposed to be liberated because they have no attachment. Even they execute their God-given duties for the purpose of serving the Lord through the agency of bona fide spiritual master. When he becomes a household, then he has a great service to render. But service has to be rendered with detachment, not attachment. Here we are becoming conditioned in any beginning state of our devotional service, that whatever service is given to us, we become attached and we fight for it. If somebody wants to change, if the hierarchy wants to see that this is better and we need your help there. No, I'm attached to my service. So where is this attachment coming from? Anticipation of the results. So like that, it should be, however, performed for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. So naturally, Guru and Krishna both are indulging. Krishna is indulging in the sense that you are supposed to work with a sense of detachment, not with attachment. Now you are attached, now take the help of your Guru and he will make you detached. So he will say, yes, Prabhu, I have to cooperate with the president and he wants this service. Don't be afraid. Render service without attachment. So he will change. Yes, there is some support is there. He should not indulge in the activities of sense gratification. That is the first sign of detachment. If detachment in any kind of service, whether he is a grahastha, vanaprastha, brahmachari or sannyasi, if there is no detachment, they will not progress. They have been trained for the detachment from the very beginning. Grahastha life is not a license for attachment. Therefore, the responsibility falls on the head of the household. And generally, it is man who is stealing heart, the breadwinner, but he is doing the sense of duty, not of obligation. If he is taking the result and partake the fruit, entanglement will be there. So he has to perform double welfare activity just to counteract. So everything is properly given an arrangement. In order to become household, the purpose of detachment is never to be neglected. Then how are we going to take all of our family members back home, back to Godhead? That stage is also having the same goal. Brahmachari has the same goal. Vanaprastha has the same goal. And sannyasi has the same goal. The goal remains same at any stage of performing of activities are concerned. Does it answer somewhat? The principle has to be followed. Application may be a little varied, but it should not break the principle. Now, how cleverly one does this, it depends upon him and his guide. Krishna has already given the mandate. Any other question? Some people may say, yeah, sometimes we do. Sometimes we do such activity. But that activity yields permanent result. We have to increase more and more the assets of permanent result. But in the degree of our entanglement, we can progress. If it is less, we progress more. If it is more entanglement, we will not see any progress. the trick to get out from the entanglement is given by Krishna. Na mam karmani limpanti na me karma phalispruha itiyo mam abhijanati karma bir apina badyate. I have no attachment to the result of my activities. He comes and performs human-like activities, but without any anticipation of the results for sense enjoyment. So the karmas are not entangling me. If somebody knows this and applies in his life, he will also become free. He will not have any karma bandha. So simple is it. But you may say that, oh, I have only little desire. Rest of the thing I am doing more. But whatever we do in little anticipation of the result, that is also going to create another set of chain reactions. Accepting fruit is also an activity. Performing activity itself is an activity, but accepting the fruit is also an activity. So, in the degree of our acceptance, we are bound up appropriately. If somebody wants to liberate, King Prachin Barisha did so many pious activities through Karmakanda, but he has to be now liberated. So, without putting forward the principles of liberation, which is detachment, how is he going to be liberated? He has to perform act of devotional service. Only act of devotional service will liberate automatically, but put in the constitutional position of eternal servitorship. No conditional service. Simple but difficult, but it is necessary to realize, and necessary to realize means it is necessary to practice. If we practice, then we'll become realized. Theoretical knowledge is there, but we have to practice. All the activities are entangling, right? Even run an institute, run ISKCON is also very entangling sometimes. It's becoming. One has to show detachment even by an excuse of anything. If we have to advance in devotional service is not meant for sense gratificatory results. So thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.